It's been a long time coming and live music has been stirring people out of their pandemic slumbers. And next Thursday, two pillars of the Canadian punk rock community will be hitting the stage at Barrie's own Queen's Hotel. Formed more than 40 years ago, British Columbia's Dayglo Abortions have been packing venues with their signature sound that blends fast and heavy with scathing and satirical lyricism. Supported by Toronto legends Random Killing, this one-night-only event promises to be a well-received shot to the heart. I had the chance to ask a few questions to the legend himself, Murray, the Cretan, Acton of the Dayglo Abortions about the industry, the new album and more. RV. The musical landscape has changed dramatically since the Dayglo Abortions formed in 1979. Are there any particular changes that you love to see in the industry today and are there any that you sorely miss? M.A. Things I'd like to see changed. Well, I like that independents have the ability to market themselves to the entire world now. Maybe it would be cool if the major labels would go to the back of the line at the pressing plants. First, they wreck all hardware to press vinyl to reap the huge profits of CDs. Then, when vinyl comes back in style, they use their deep pockets to butt in the line and place huge orders clogging up all the pressing plants. Our last album is in line at the pressing plant and we're working on another one. I've heard the delay is about a year now. One thing I do miss is the punk house basement gigs. They were so hot and sweaty and in your face. We did get a couple in during the COVID lockdowns. One good thing that happened. RV. It is evident that there is a sense of humor infused with your work. Where did your sense of humor come from? M.A. I guess I learned the amazing power of sarcasm and satire growing up in the 70s. I was a big Frank Zappa fan. It's kind of funny that, as I got older, I realized Zappa really didn't like most people and was essentially slagging everyone in his songs. So even though he made some valid social commentary, I lost the taste for him a bit. These days I'm so old and jaded almost nothing surprises or offends me. At least nothing that claims to be art and is that well done. RV. Did writing and recording your first solo album last year affect your process in creating Dayglo's new album Hate Speech? M.A. To be honest, most of Hate Speech was written before COVID, during the Trump-Clinton election and throughout the Defund the Police and BLM protests. What writing the solo album did for me, though, was convince me to not retire. When the pandemic shut us down I thought, realistically I'm 60 years old. COVID isn't going away anytime soon and after 2 or 3 years of sitting around, I'll be done. Well, here I am over 2 years later heading out on the road with the album I was just gonna chuck away. Well, actually out on the road and still waiting for it to get pressed. We've got shirts of the cover, but no product. RV. If you had to describe what a Dayglo Abortions live show looks or feels like in 3 words, what would they be? M.A. Live, we really don't have gimmicks or an act or anything like that. We just have a good time playing our music shit and I like to interact with the audience throughout the set. They don't all agree with everything I say, but that's okay. We can argue it out. We have common ground in the music. I encourage people to stage dive, sing a few lines and jump into the pit. I don't have to win everyone over to my side, but it's good to get them thinking and talking and accepting that there are other opinions and you don't have to hate people for having them. Some of the songs are just for the humor, others are more serious. I'm supposed to entertain rather than lecture, so the emphasis is on saving the night, not the whole world all at once. RV. If you could be on a bill with any 3 bands or artists, living or dead, who would they be? M.A. I don't know. I almost prefer complete unknowns that have something new and vital to offer. Playing with big artists can make one feel insignificant sometimes. If you're the unknown act, you can be bossed around, given a garbage time and have your sound crippled to make the main act seem bigger and louder. Then out come your heroes and they turn out to be arrogant or completely different than you had fantasized them to be. Major letdown, laughs. I'm making them all out to be like that, but that's not true. But there is something magical and inspiring about some young kids going on before you and blowing minds. It makes me want to play really good. All of this reminds me that we get treated good by our audience and should return that favor by showing them respect and gratitude. You want to keep the love flowing. Catch the Dayglo Abortions and Random Killing with the Nasties, Guelph, Spades GT, Barrie, and the Speedhumps, Barrie, at the Queen's Nightclub on Thursday, April 14, 2022. Tickets can be purchased by clicking here.